All right, so we come tonight to the personality of the Zaken Mamre. The Zaken Mamre is a great Talmud Chacham, where somebody whose halachic rulings are to be taken seriously, which in general is a good thing, but as we will discover, if this individual is in rebellion against the Sanhedrin, against the rabbis in the community, then it's a real threat. If it's just anybody who's sort of arguing with them, it could be unpleasant. But he's not going to really develop a following. But the real threat here is because this person is very competent, so this can lead to a schism. And indeed, it could threaten to sever the Jewish people in half, which is obviously the greatest threat of all. There's a very famous comment of Rav Sadia going that what makes the Jewish people a people? It's not that we all speak the same language. For example, I speak Spanish and Isaac speaks English, so we don't all share the same language. We don't all come from the same place. You know, Isaac grew up in Teaneck and I grew up in Havana. So we all, you know, come from different places. But in the end, what makes us a people, Sadia Gaon says, is that we all have the same Torah. And if the Torah is going to become two Toros, so then the Jewish people cannot possibly retain their unity, which is why the Zaken Mamre, as we'll see, is treated more stringently than almost anybody in halacha, at least with respect to particular dinim such as halacha. So the Mishnah says, "Zaken Mamre al pi bezdin shenemar ki palei mimcha davar la mishpat shlosha bate dinim hayusham." There were three ascendant in that order bate din on the harabayis. Echad yoshev al pesach harabayis, echad yoshev al pesach hazar, echad yoshev belishkas agazis. That of course is the Sanhedrin. Boim lezesh al pesach harabayis. So if a question comes up, there's an uncertainty. Ki palei mimcha davar la mishpat. So you come, this court has 23 justices. Ve'omer kach darashti, and he says, this is what I maintain, and this is what my friends maintain. Ve'kach darshu chaveirai, kach limati ve'kach lamdu chaveirai. We're having a machlokis. Im shamu omrim lahem, if they know what the answer is, maybe he's right, maybe the other group is right, they can say the answer. V'im lav, boin lahem la'osan shal pesach hazara. They move up to the next Bezdin, the one that is at the entrance to the Azara between the Ezras Nashim and the Ezras Israel. Now what's interesting about that is that according to the Rambam in Hilchos Mamrim, that means that everybody has to go up, even the Bezdin themselves. Ve'omer kach darashti v'kach darshu chaveirai, kach limati v'kach limdu chaveirai. Im shamu omrim lahem, if they know the answer, great, the second Bezdin v'imlav, elu ve'elu boyim lebezdin hagadol shebelishkas hagazis. Everybody, the lower court, the middle court, they all go up to the Bezdin HaGadol. Shemenu Yotzeis Torah L'chol Yisrael, Shenemar Min HaMachom Ahor Asher Yivchar Adonai. Now, if he doesn't get the answer that he wants, and they say, look, you know, we outvote you, either unanimously or by majority rule, Chazor L'iro V'shana V'limei K'derech Shayalamed, and he comes back and he continues to teach the way that he has been teaching. But again, he is not practicing, nor is he encourage anybody else to practice that way, but he says, intellectually, I disagree. But as a matter of halachic practice, we now have to conform. That is not going to be a problem, Potter. He's not going to be guilty of being a Zaken Mamre. Okay? He is still entitled, in principle, to his position. However, im hore lasos chayev, shenemar ve'isha sher ya'ase v'zadon enu chayev ad sheyore lasos. Okay? He is only liable when he instructs others to follow his ruling. Talmud shehore lasos, if you have a junior student who takes on the Sanhedrin, he's pater nimtza chumro kulo, because even though it's even more audacious for him, because he is not a top-flight scholar, he's just a young person. So if he is cholik, if he disputes the Bezdin HaGadol, the Sanhedrin, that's even more brazen, that's even more audacious, because who is he to argue on the great rabbis? But are we going to hold him responsible for capital punishment? Absolutely not. Why? Because nobody's going to listen to him anyway. They'll say, who is this guy? The Zaken Mamre is a somebody, is a barhachi. The Zaken Mamre is a mufla, is somebody who, you know, is capable of generating a real following. And that's exactly what makes him so dangerous. It's the people who are, you know, competent on some level who present the greatest danger. You have somebody who's, in a certain sense, delusional. You know, he's a Talmud and he's Martin grew up on the Lower East Side over here, so I'd say, you know, somebody starting a fight with Rav Moshe Feinstein who doesn't come up to his ankles, we're not so worried about that. But if you have somebody of greater significance, it could be much more damaging. The third Mishnah says, Chomer Devei Sofer Devei Torah. HaOmer Ein Tefillin. If somebody will come along and say, there is no such thing as a mitzvah tefillin, Kidei Lavar Al Devei Torah Pater. However, Chamesh Totafos, if he'll come and say that there should be five parashios in tefillin, it's not explicit in the Torah anywhere. We understand, based on a drasha, that the word totafot, tat, and pat, in ancient African languages, each meant two. So 2 plus 2 is 4, and not 5. So we know that based on like a halach lemoshe misinai. So if he'll dispute that point, so then that could be a qualification for a zaken rami lehosev al devei sofer mechayev. So again, it's when he's specifically taking on the role of the Beis Din HaGadol. The Beis Din HaGadol transmits to us halachos lemoshe misinai. They transmit to us interpretations. The Beis Din HaGadol does not need to justify the fact that there's a pasuk that establishes a mitzvah of tefillin. So if he's arguing about that, we're not so worried about this leading to a schism because, as we say, zeal kari beiravu, even a young child could read a pasuk in the Chumash and know that it says, uksharatam liosa yadecha vayu totafos beinecha, and knows that there's a mitzvah of tefillin. We're not so worried about that. We're worried about things that are more subtle, that are not explicit in the Torah, etc. That would really be a threat to the authority of the Beis Din HaGadol. So what we're going to learn about tomorrow is how do we deal with this person, or not tomorrow, but Sunday, who presents such a threat to the fabric of the Jewish people. How are we going to deal with him? And the answer is, in a way that is unlike anybody else in the halacha, we're going to wait till the next Yontif. It could be 6 months away, and we're going to put him to death in a public way to make sure that everybody understands that we don't trifle with the unity of the Jewish people by causing a machlokes, by causing a dispute with the Sanhedrin HaGedola, with the rabbinic leadership of Klal Yisrael.